Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 17th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemire.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Mining experts urge the government to audit the country's mineral wealth.
Currently, our records reflect that Zimbabwe is only explored to the tune of 60%. 40% of the country is not yet explored. Therefore, despite the fact that we
The United States ambassador to Zimbabwe says his country is continuously reviewing the situation in Zimbabwe as it seeks ways to improve relations between the two countries.
We are always looking for to make sure that people in Washington understand the situation on the ground in Zimbabwe and that our policies are adjusted accordingly. We have in the last 6 months made some changes, in my view positive changes, to our sanctions list.
And a new report says nearly 600,000 Zimbabweans will require food assistance in the coming season. The United States ambassador to Zimbabwe, Bruce Wharton, says his country is continuously reviewing the situation in Zimbabwe as it seeks ways to improve relations between the two countries. He said relations will improve with the change of conditions on the ground in Zimbabwe. Correspondent Tawrai Shawa has more.
Speaking to journalists at the Naletale Monument in Shangani today, Ambassador Wharton said regular high-level meetings between his embassy and some government officials are being held as they seek ways to review relations between Washington and Harare. Relations between Zimbabwe and the United States have been frosty following America's imposition of targeted sanctions on President Robert Mugabe, some senior ZANU-PF members, and some state-owned companies, citing human rights abuses and alleged electoral fraud. Mr. Mugabe has consistently blamed Zimbabwe's economic problems on the sanctions. Europe, New Zealand, Australia and Canada also imposed the so-called targeted measures on Harare following the 2002 disputed elections. Ambassador Wharton said his embassy closely monitors the Zimbabwean situation in order to advise Washington on how it should act regarding Zimbabwe-US relations. The U.S. this year renewed the targeted sanctions, saying not much has changed on the ground for them to lift the measures. The ambassador disagreed with the view that the targeted sanctions are hurting the ordinary people more than the targeted politicians, asserting that Zimbabwe's poor policies are to blame.
We are always looking to make sure that people in Washington understand the situation on the ground in Zimbabwe and that our policies are adjusted accordingly. We have in the last 6 months made some changes, in my view, positive changes to our sanctions list. I think that the primary challenges to Zimbabwe's economy are based in Zimbabwe's own policies.
Ambassador Wharton had visited Naletale Monument about 80 kilometers southwest of Gweru in Shangani. The monument is being restored following a $64,000 grant from the U.S. Embassy to the National Museums and Monuments of Zimbabwe. The grant was availed through the ambassador's fund. Ambassador Wharton described the restoration work as an example of a genuine partnership between the U.S. and Zimbabwe, saying such development serves Zimbabwe's interests.
It serves Zimbabwe's interests in terms of preserving culture, honoring the past, respecting the depth of this country's history, and I hope that it will increase tourism, because, I see a tight link between tourism and economic development here. Minister Mzembe and I have met several times. We have a very cordial relationship. We see things in similar terms, and we're determined to work together to improve opportunities for American tourists in Zimbabwe and to improve the benefits of tourism to the people of Zimbabwe.
The restoration of Naletale is being done by the National Museums and Monuments of Zimbabwe in collaboration with students from the Midland State University and the University of Zimbabwe. Naletale is the country's third national monument after the Victoria Falls and the Great Zimbabwe. The monument, built in the dry stone wall style of what is known in archaeology as the Zimbabwe tradition, was, like most similar monuments around the country, constructed by the Torwa and the Rosri, who are the forefathers of the Shona. Tourism Deputy Minister Epmakas Kananga and Zimbabwe Tourism Authority Chief Executive Kariko Gakaseke, who accompanied the ambassador on his visit, both thanked the U.S. government for sponsoring the restoration of the monument. Reporting for Studio 7 from Naletale in Shangani, this is Tawrai Shaba.